Now we're going to think of a situation or a person who normally brings up anger, someone that drives you nuts, someone that irritates you intensely, or a situation. And many of us have such situations in our lives, if not in the moment, at least in the past. So find a person or a situation. It could be somebody who judges you unfairly. It could be a public figure whom you just wish would go away, who irritates you intensely. It could be, of course, a family member. It could be your ex-partner or your present partner. It could even be something in yourself that you dislike, that makes you angry. And it can also be one of those intensely complex situations that come up in many of our lives, which might even feel impenetrable, but which create anger in us. So find an image, first one that comes to mind, the one that feels really strong, that triggers resentment, dislike, resistance, actual fury, maybe something that you've held on to for a while. And most of us, as with the feeling of love, most of us can find it. And I know that as you focus on it, which we're going to do now, you may find that the feelings inside the anger, the emotions inside the anger, might include grief and fear. They might include a feeling that's harder to describe, which I call injured pride. There's a kind of the feeling you get when you don't feel respected is an example of that. And just let yourself experience the way this situation, the emotional flavor, the feeling that the situation arises in you. And you can spend a few minutes, using your thoughts, using your images to intensify it. And when you feel that you actually are experiencing the different layers and components of it, see if you can let go of the story or the image and just let yourself feel the felt sense of this, the energy that you're working with. Where is it in your body? What does it feel like in your body? Maybe there's a feeling of pressure or burning in your eyes or around your cheeks or maybe around your heart. Maybe the anger morphs into sadness. Maybe it brings up other moments, but just notice where in your body tenses or contracts in response to this feeling. Now, see if you can intensify the feeling. See if you can really burrow into it and let it become stronger. And as you do, notice the texture. If there's a clenching or a burning in your solar plexus, does it feel hard? Does it feel hot? See if you can aim your attention directly into the energy, the felt sense at the heart of this emotion, letting go of the story and breathing with it. And at the same time, begin to open up awareness so that you become aware of the pervasive, widening, open spaciousness that's filled with knowingness that can be present with the contracted feeling of the emotion in your heart. there's the felt sense in the body, there's the breath, and then there's the sensation of spacious presence that encloses it. And you're holding them all together. And when you find yourself thinking or distracting yourself, bring yourself back to the felt sense in your body, which is probably shifting and morphing. It may be softening, it may be deepening, it may be dissolving. The temperature may change. You may find it moving into different parts of your body. Your practice is to keep yourself present with it, not to try and turn away from it or get lost in the thoughts about it, but just to stay with this felt sense of the emotion, in whatever form it is. Fully being present with it. And as much as possible, now let yourself release and relax into the breath and the wideness of the space. I know for many of you, this has already happened. As you allow the spaciousness of awareness and breath to mingle with the condensed energy, and now just feel into the pulsing, vibrating, scintillating, quivering quality of all these different types of energy, the emotional energy, the quivering in the breath, the pulsating in awareness. This is Spanda pulsating as experience. And that act of really letting yourself be present with a felt sense of emotional energy and at the same time holding openness, spaciousness. This is the act of a tantrika, of a real tantric practitioner working with these dual energies of emotion, with all of its power, and also with the pulsation of spaciousness. And this particular practice of remembering how powerful the core energy of Spanda can be when you tune directly into an emotion as it arises, find it in your body and hold space with it, hold presence with it. This is how we turn ordinary experience, which may normally get us caught up in all the reactivity and, you know, the tape loop of our thought stream, which for most of us is pretty repetitive. But instead, tuning into the energy at its base, this is how the enlightened tantrika turns ordinary experience into enlightened awareness without turning away from his or her humanness, without leaving the world without leaving the human self. And of course, as we do this practice, insights may arise and psychological understanding may arise. And these are things that we might want to contemplate in a different context. But I want to say from my own experience that once one has fully entered into a strong emotion, and I mean here a strong habitual emotion, because for most of us there are certain feeling states, emotional feeling states with accompanying thought complexes that are very much, very old. They've been repeating themselves in different circumstances for most of our lives. They contain the particular forms of reactivity that, that our personal embodiment has used over the years to keep ourselves in the drama of our life. So once you've actually tuned into the feeling state, let yourself feel it. Open up to it. It is often possible to get a strong memory of, an original wound that this emotion relates to. And if that's the case, then that will often trigger a very deep release. But that isn't necessary, because the practice of feeling into the emotion and opening awareness around it all by itself will start to liberate the complex of reactivity around strong emotions. And though even though the feelings, the emotional feelings may come up in the future, you'll find that little by little you're less and less hooked by them. So again, with a big breath in and a long breath out, let's just take a couple of minutes to tune back into the breath and the sensations in the body, whatever they are, whatever sensation is being experienced. And at the same time, become present to the experience of spaciousness, which, as Leela so truly said, is that aspect of the experience that allows contractions to expand and open. And as the breath flows, just let yourself feel the vibration, the pulsation, the sacred tremoring within the experience of sensation. Letting go for a moment of the concept, this is my body. And really tuning in to the felt experience of sensation that radiates and pulsates. That is the true experience of the energy that has manifested physically as your individual embodiment. The cells and the molecules and all the little viruses and bacteria, the flow of blood, the energies that flow inside your bloodstream that form your bones and form your brain, the energies that are acting as your neurons and dendrites firing, as all the energy flows in your body. Recognize that you are experiencing all these even though they may be beyond your conscious awareness. As the flow of Spanda manifesting through the sensations that move and flow inside your body and that are held in the spaciousness of your awareness, your knowing awareness. So have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Let yourself be present with this sense of sensation for a few minutes after we get off the line. And don't forget to journal anything that feels like you want to record it from our practices this evening. So much love. Namaste.